Yelma was next as a Category 1, but later intensified to a Category 3 hurricane, dropping 28 inches of rain, flooding roads with high winds that brought down trees, power, and communication lines. We had three amateur radio emergency service ARIES operators on the net for about 24 hours beginning August 30th, and they handled 41 contacts, said Roberts. Some repeaters were out of fuel, so we switched to HF to pass traffic and assess the damage. The hurricanes and tropical storm Hector never made landfall, but while there were no fatalities or injuries, the damage was severe. Nearly 30,000 residents were affected. Power is still out over 200 customers, and cleanup and road repair is active now. We were very fortunate, said Roberts. There was concern that a fire warning would need to be issued for several parts of the island, but the approaching weather brought rain and lowered temperatures. The Hawaiian Islands Grid Madness 2024, a VHF-UHS Simplex event, will take place on Sunday, September 22nd from 1300 to 1700 Hawaii Standard Time. The four-hour event is designed for NCOM practice and for fun. Amateur radio operators will have a chance to test their equipment, coverage, and operating skills using FM Simplex on 6 meters, 2 meters, 1.25 meters, and 70 centimeters. All licensed amateur radio operators in the state of Hawaii may participate. Complete rules and information are available at Gridmaster's 2024 info packet. The Hawaiian Islands Gridmaster Madness 2024 is sponsored by the Emergency Amateur Radio Club of Hawaii. September is National Preparation Month, and ARRL is working to help radio amateurs have a plan for family resilience. Many hams enjoy public service as part of their operating. Being ready to activate for a served agency through the ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARIES, involves not only being licensed and trained, but also prepared and equipped. ARRL Director Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, suggests that hams and their families have a go bag. He says there are a few things to consider. You need to be able to function while activated, so that means you need a kit for your needs and a kit for your radio needs. If your family is impacted by the situation, they also need to have some gear at the ready. On the ARRL website, there is an emergency prep kit checklist. It lists the common items such as food and water for several days, first aid kit, medications, chargers for your devices, and other useful items.